I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
This sounds like a Halloween horror story, but it's real. There's a new documentary out about the most dangerous amusement park in the world. Now, if you think I'm going to tell you somebody fell off the Ferris wheel, No. Action Park in New Jersey closed in a blizzard of lawsuits in 1997, leaving behind countless stories of survival.
Yeah, I think the very reason people were attracted to Action Park was because they could get hurt. Yeah. That was the allure of it.
The go-karts did 50 miles an hour. They had little tanks that you could climb in. People would pay to fire tennis balls soaked with gasoline at the tanks. The river raft swirled so swiftly, kids bashed their heads into rocks. But the worst, the absolute worst, was the cannonball water slide. This is Jimmy Kimmel.
There was a water slide that held one person that went in a flip. Now imagine getting stuck in that thing.
Oh, the 360 loop is what you're talking about.
The 360 loop. They tested it.
The first couple people that came in came out and their mouths were all bloody. And they sent a couple other people down and they came down with laceration.
Wait. They sent more kids down this thing?
Then they took the loop apart and they found teeth stuck in the padding from the first couple people.
A water slide that ripped the teeth right out of your mouth. This new documentary details how the park owner managed to get insurance for this mess.
Because he had fake liability insurance in the Cayman Islands. Fake.
But the danger was real. Kids called it Traction Park. Electrocutions, deaths, head injuries. They were part of the appeal.
That we were growing up. Like, we would try to die for fun.
Moms, dads, teenagers think they're invincible till they find out otherwise.
We would try to die for fun.
And that is a horror story.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.